Hey. Two quick messages for you. Number one, have you signed up for your free copy of my book, Building Simple Habits to a Healthy Me? It is totally free. It is the system that I use with my clients. It includes worksheets and habit trackers. Did I mention it was free? It's really worth signing up to get it. I'll leave a link in the show notes. Secondly, if you enjoy this podcast and you find it valuable, I would really be so amazingly grateful if you could leave a review and invite your friends who are interested in healthy living to listen to it. Both of those will help me grow and help me reach new people, and that would be amazing. Hey, amazing people. Welcome to Fit and Fabulous with me, Dr. Alina. I hope that you are feeling amazing. Here in Spain, we have some rain. Hooray, hooray. We so desperately need rain that we're very, very grateful for rain. And it's come along with colds. My kids have colds, and you may be able to tell I have a bit of a sore throat. But hey, I am still grabbing hold of life and enjoying it, I would say. Okay, today I want to talk to you about how to lose weight the easy way. Yes, really, the easy way. Actually, this is a bit of a trick title, because really what I want to talk to you about is habits. But before I get into habits, first of all, I want to explain why habits are the key to so easy. So I put out a post on Facebook or Instagram, and it was about how to lose weight the easy way. And somebody commented and said, there is no easy way to lose weight. It just can't be done. And I think it was effortless. I used the word effortless. And the answer to that is, well, yes and no. I'm not saying do everything exactly the same and you will lose weight, because clearly that isn't going to be the case. But there's a big, big but. You know what? You can do things that are easy to do, easy and doable. And if you do the right things that are easy and doable, they add up to a powerful shift. And yes, you do lose weight. That is why I want to talk to you about habits, because habits are really, really the key to doing this. But before we dive into habits, oh my goodness, so many exciting things going on back in the scene. So I'm going to rattle off about a billion things that you want to know about. Number one, my book. You may have heard about my book. It's coming up to it's just past its 2-year anniversary. That's totally insane. It feels like I launched this book 5 years ago. Anyhow, it is called Building Simple Habits to a Healthy Me. Easy 4-pillar system, worksheets and habit tracker. And this, in a nutshell, is exactly the system that I use with my clients. Now, don't be fooled. It is simple. It is easy. I always say to people, you know what? You don't have a knowledge gap. You have a doing gap. And this book is designed to help you take steps to move forwards, to figure out for you what you can do by yourself. Now, the book was on Amazon. It still is on Amazon. But here's a little sneaky thing about Amazon. I don't know. It sells for like dollars, I think, for the Kindle. And I get about $1. What I decided was, hey, you know what? I'm just going to give it away for free. Like, really, here's a cup of coffee on me. Grab the book. It's totally free. So I have created a sign up, and you can sign up and it will send it to you as a PDF. Totally, totally free. Obviously, if you want things in paperback, so you can either print it out, you can just go to a printer and print it out, that's what I do, or if you actually want it in a book form, then you do have to buy it off Amazon and they'll send it to you printed. But the electronic version is totally free. Exciting, exciting. That is number one thing. Number two, if you are into Instagram, if you're on Instagram, come and connect with me. I have been upping my Instagram game, which was zero before, and I've been enjoying reels and creating a little bit of Instagram comment there. I would love to connect with you, and you can come and see my reels, which are all about inspiring you to eat a little bit more healthily, to take a little bit more movement. Basically, a daily little nudge to, hey, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. So come and find me on Instagram. That is thing number two. Thing number three is, it is May tomorrow, and I've been thinking about May and thinking, oh my goodness, I would love to help 4 people get to healthy, amazing you by the summer. I have got 4 packages called May Magic. There are just 4 of them, and these are special packages for my big transformational get you to healthy, amazing you program. I'm not going to explain all the details now, but I've put on a few extras. It's a fabulous time. If you're thinking of working with me, then book a call and let's chat and tell me May Magic. I want to know about your May Magic program and I will tell you all about the May Magic program. As I say, there are only 4 spots available for this. First come, first serve. They will be available throughout May until the 4 packages have gone. Okay, and lastly, talking about habits, remember that the Radiate and Renew program is starting May the 15th. This is a 4-week program really focusing on building small but mighty habits for you. This is a group program and it is priced at £200 UK. And I will leave the link in the show notes for you. Okay, enough announcements. Let's talk about habits. When we look at habits, we often just think any one piece of action that we take, is it worth it? Is it going to make a big deal? Is it not going to make a big deal? What happens if I eat a piece of cake today? Is it the end of the world? No, of course it's not the end of the world. What if I decide that I'm not going to go to the gym today? You know what? I didn't do my workout today. I love doing my workout, but I woke up, I'd had a bit of a headache all night, I hadn't slept well, and I just kind of thought, I'm not going to push myself today. I went swimming yesterday. There's no swimming tomorrow, actually, because it is a bank holiday here in Spain. So I'm going to do my workout tomorrow, as long as I'm feeling a little bit better. But I just thought, you know what? I'm going to give myself a day off. Is that going to make a big difference in life? No, it's not going to make a big difference in life. Now, how can we tell if a small habit or something is like worth doing or not? What's the impact of this small habit? And here's an exercise that I find really, really useful. If you think about doing that small thing every single day or every single week for a year, what is the difference going to be at the end of the year? For example, if I take my 7-minute workout, well, it's more than 7 minutes because I do a little bit extra. So let's say I do a whole 10-minute workout with some weights and I'm going to do that every single week for a year. Is that going to have an impact? Yes, it is going to have an impact. Now, obviously, if I did it 2 or 3 times, it might have more impact. It depends on how much exercise and movement you're doing. But yes, the bottom line is 10 minutes is going to have an impact. 10 minutes every single week for a year is going to have an impact. Doing it once for 10 minutes, no, of course, it's not going to have a huge, great impact. But do it for a year, and yes, it will. Now, you can do the same with a negative or a bad habit as well. So think, okay, if I eat cake on my son's birthday, it's my son's birthday on Friday, am I going to eat cake? Yes, I think I'm even on the hook for making the cake because our resident cake maker apparently is going on a bike ride and is unable to make a cake. I'm going to have to make cake, gasp, shock, horror, with flour and sugar and all of that stuff. I'm not going to be allowed to make one of my healthy cakes that my kids will roll their eyes up and groan at me. And I'm going to enjoy eating the cake as well. Actually, excuse me, my healthy cake is going to be healthier than my son's not healthy cake. My unhealthy cake is going to be healthier than my son's totally, totally not healthy cake. But here's the question. Okay, I eat birthday cakes on birthdays. That's what, 6 times a year, perhaps a little bit more. Let's go for once every 2 months or something like that. Now, if I ate cake like that every single week or 2 or 3 times a week, is that going to have a negative impact on my weight and health? And the answer is a big fact. Yes, it is. Doing things from time to time, it doesn't really matter. Doing it consistently over and over again, yes, it is going to have a big impact, either a negative impact or a positive impact. And this, my friend, is the power of habits. Going back to the beginning of this chat when I was talking and saying, hey, you know what? Easy. It is about easy and effortless. Now, I'm not saying there's no effort involved in making those changes. Yes, you have to 100% be intentional about thinking about the habits that you're building up. But once you get to that place of, I've got these amazing habits, you don't think about it. Why? Because that's what habits are. What are habits? Habits are things that we do without thinking about them. They're things that we do subconsciously. They're just so built into our routine and our, you know, life that we do them without thinking about them. It's almost as if we don't feel we've completed our day, our week, or whatever it is, unless we have done that habit. And again, that's a negative and a positive thing. For example, I feel a little bit strange when I don't go swimming. If it's the weekend, I normally go swimming on Saturday and Sunday. It was bad weather this weekend. So I went swimming on Saturday. Oh my goodness, the sea was crazy, crazy. We had to go against all these waves and the current. Now, I live in the Mediterranean, and normally the Mediterranean is as flat as a pancake. I know all other sea swimmers out there will probably laugh at me and go, yeah, like there were some waves. I know that's normally what happens in a sea. But I didn't go on Sunday because it was raining and the weather. I felt a little bit like, oh, a little bit strange. I didn't go swimming on Sunday, and that feels strange to me. But conversely, it might be a not great habit. So it might be, okay, I eat after dinner time. I have this habit of eating after dinner time. And when I don't do that habit, I feel a little bit strange. I feel a little bit like something is missing. Why? Well, because it's a habit, and that's what you're used to doing. Habits work in both positive and negative ways, but it's almost like we have this drive to do something when it's a habit. And if we don't do it, our body is kind of kicking and screaming until you rewrite your habit, until you create a new habit. And the new habits have to be strong oak tree habits, what I call oak tree habits. And I think a lot of people get mistaken when they think, oh, I've spent a few weeks doing this. I've been swimming for a couple of weeks, or I've walked around the block for a couple of weeks. I've got this habit. And the answer is, well, you're building a habit. It's what I call an acorn habit, but it's not a solid oak tree habit. A solid oak tree habit is something that you do all the time without thinking about it. When life gets busy, I always say when life gets lifing, you turn to your solid oak tree habits. Those are the things that you do without thinking about them, like brushing your teeth. We all brush our teeth. I hope you'd brush your teeth. And I hope you don't think, oh my goodness, I have to remember to brush my teeth. No, it's just something that you are so used to doing that you do it like automatically. And it's no big deal to brush your teeth, or at least I hope it's not a big deal to brush your teeth. You don't think they're going to using all your thinking brain thinking, oh my goodness, I must remember to brush my teeth, brushing my teeth, brushing my teeth. I must write some notes. I must use all of this forceful energy to think about brushing my teeth. No, my friend, it's just a habit. You just do it. Now, imagine if you could create healthy habits like that so that in a year's time, you've got four tiny little healthy habits. Are they going to push the boat forward? Yes, 100%. Now, you can go and do your habits by yourself and pick any habits. I suggest pick small little habits that you're really going to enjoy doing them once they are habits. And they can be anything. It can be self-care habits. I did a reel about how I always take off my shoes at the end of the day and I put my slippers on, and it's really that psychological, okay, my working day is over. I no longer need to go out of the house. I'm going to put my slippers on. I'm going to give myself a little head massage, a little foot massage. I've got a little head massage gizmo thing, you know, one of those little wire things that goes on your head, and oh, it's lovely. It's amazing. Now, it doesn't take very long, but it's just a few minutes of internal relaxation, taking a little bit of time for myself. A small but mighty habit. Now, can you imagine if you had four small but mighty habits? That is what we're doing in Radiate and Renew. Now, I have chosen the small but mighty habits, but obviously if you're already doing those habits, you can pick other habits. It's perfectly fine. And we can chat about other habits if you don't like the habits that I am suggesting. But here's what I'm suggesting in Radiate and Renew. Imagine what it would be like if you were eating more vegetables naturally as a habit. In a year's time, how much would that have moved your health and weight loss goals? Weight loss, definitely. Health, definitely. And just doing it without thinking about it. Another habit that we're really going to think about is making sure that you have the best, healthiest breakfast. Now, if you already have a good, healthy breakfast, then we'll work on snacks or something else. But really setting yourself up for a healthy day so that you're glucose levels don't spike all over the place, which means it have a knock-on effect to wanting to eat more glucose. I know, strange, but true. But really, if you have a good and healthy breakfast, and breakfast can be at any time of the day, like, you know, it doesn't have to be at 7 in the morning, it can be 10 or 11 or even midday, that you really are nourishing yourself and setting yourself up to feel satisfied and full of energy for the first part of your morning. That is number two. Number three, we're going to be focusing on drinking some vinegar. Why? Craziness. You might think, well, vinegar actually really helps decrease visceral fat. That's the fat inside you that you don't want, much worse than subcutaneous fat, which is the fat on your arms and legs. We want to be getting rid of that visceral fat. And vinegar also helps you reduce your glucose spikes. And actually, you know what? It's surprisingly tasty. I drink apple cider vinegar, obviously diluted with water, but I really like it. Call me strange. I grew up in cider country. I grew up in Devon, in cider country, and to be honest, apple cider vinegar just tastes like cider, in my opinion. Not that I'm a great cider connoisseur, but the cider that we had in Devon always tasted a little bit like vinegar anyhow. Obviously, the cider vinegar doesn't have the alcohol bit with it. That is habit number three. And then the last habit is going to be just adding a little bit more movement into your day. Now, what I'm suggesting is just doing a 2 to 3 minute movement after dinner. Again, it can be something different if you want to, but my focus is really on just creating small little habits. Now, why 2 to 3 minutes after dinner? Why? Because that's going to help your glucose levels not spike. And we don't want your glucose levels to spike. That is not healthy for you, and it's not great for weight loss either. Those are the four small habits that I have chosen. As I say, we can change them a little bit if those are ones that you're already doing. But the idea of Radiate and Renew is that it's a group coaching. We're going to have coaching once a week, and you're going to spend a week just focusing on one of those small habits, and then another week, and then another week. So by the end of the 4 weeks, you've started to really build these habits. Are they oak tree habits now? No, they're not oak tree habits yet. You need to keep doing them for several more months because they're solid oak tree habits. But if you set it up right, it should be easy for you to do that. And we'll talk a little bit about that as well during Radiate and Renew. So if you're interested in joining that, then it kicks off May the 15th, and I will put the link in the show notes. So my friends, I hope that you have come to see the light of what I call the habit fairy. The habit fairy really takes away all that thinking, that, oh my goodness, how am I going to make this happen, to, yep, let's just do it on automation. Just decide what you're going to do and do it. Rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. And it's really continuity and just being consistent that is going to get you to your goals. Okay, my friends, have a lovely week, and I will see you again next week. Goodbye.